Thank you for gathering this morning for this time of remembrance, a memorial service to remember our colleague and friend, Dr. Kyle Hathcox. The psalmist has written in Psalm 46 that God is our hope and strength, a very present help in trouble. We turn to God today to draw strength and comfort and grace during this particular time. So I'd invite you to take your hymnal and turn to number 74. Dr. Richard Joyner will come at this time to lead us as we sing together, O God, Our Help in Ages Past. And then I would invite you to please remain standing as Dr. David Ward, colleague of Dr. Hathcox in the Department of Physics, will come to lead us in our time of prayer. Please stand.
Bow with me in prayer. Dear Lord, we praise you and thank you for the grace we have in your Son, Jesus Christ. We pause now to thank you for the grace-filled life of Dr. Kyle Hathcox. We gather here this morning, Lord, to celebrate the life and legacy of Dr. Hathcox. Kyle to many of us, Dr. H to many others. Kyle addressed every situation, no matter how tough, with a grace-filled heart. He was a conciliator, a man of deep integrity, responsible, kind, patient, gentle. Lord, he ministered to me in countless large and small ways. One of his gifts from you, Lord, was the ability to see other people's needs. He truly sought to emulate your Son. He always put the welfare of others first. We loved Kyle Hathcox, Lord. He was such a dear brother in Christ. We thank you for blessing us through his life. We appreciate your allowing us to know him these years. We ask you to bless his family with your comforting presence in the days ahead. And thank you so much, Lord, for the tremendous impact Kyle's made on all of us here in this place. Please tell him for us one more time, Lord, just what a tremendous blessing he always was to us. Be with us now as we take time to remember and celebrate Kyle's life here with us, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We have gathered this morning to recognize our dependence on God and to draw upon His help, His grace, His strength and comfort. For many across our campus who continue to grieve the loss of our colleague, friend, husband, family member, grandfather, who passed away on July 25th of this year at the MD Anderson Cancer Center at the age of 64. Dr. Hathcox was born on February 22nd, 1943, in Gilmore, Texas, and died in Houston, Texas. As our students have said, he was bigger than Texas. Dr. Hathcox served at Union University from 1974 to 1988 and from 1994 to 2007. As university professor, as chair of the physics department, and as associate dean of the College of Arts and Sciences. One of the most respected and admired people on the Union University campus. Dr. Hathcox is survived by his wife, Sandy, two sons, Alan of Calhoun, Georgia, and Peyton of Perry, Georgia, two daughters, Susie King of Aiken, South Carolina, and Carol Ann Tuttle of El Paso, Texas, and grandchildren, Reese, Sophie, Craver, and Elisa King, Turner, Banks, Wesley, and Noah Hathcox. We give thanks today for the life and the legacy of Dr. Kyle Hathcox. We give thanks for his faithful years of service to Union University and for the lives of students and colleagues who were touched by his teaching, by his kindness, and by his service. We are grateful today for Dr. Hathcock's strong commitment to his family and for his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So while we grieve his loss across this auditorium this morning and across this campus in recent weeks, we do so with the promise and hope of eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are led in our service this morning by Dr. Richard Joyner and Dr. Ron Bowd, who are leading us in our time of music, along with the men's ensemble, Stanley Warren, Kevin Isbell, Austin Clark, and Terry McRoberts. We were led in our opening prayer by Dr. Hathcock's longtime colleague in the Department of Physics, dear friend Dr. David Ward. Dr. Jean Fant, who worked closely with him in the office, the dean's office of the College of Arts and Sciences, will come in just a few minutes to read scripture for us. One of Dr. Hathcock's students and recent graduate, Amber Robert Shrewsbury, brings a tribute to Dr. Hathcock today from a student's perspective. Dr. Randall Bush, who God used in amazing ways to minister to the Hathcox family, who brought the message at the funeral in Texas, will read the scripture passage that he read at that particular time. And later in our service today, we will have an opportunity to sing together a hymn that Dr. Bush has written in honor of Dr. Hathcox. Dr. Carlos Sanderson, the university provost, who was able to bring a tribute at the funeral service in Texas, will lead us this morning in bringing a tribute on behalf of the university. And then we have a presentation to make on behalf of the university as we gather together this morning to remember the life and legacy of our dear colleague, Dr. Kyle Hathcox.
Hear with me these words of comfort and encouragement from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the first 10 verses. For we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For indeed in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven. Inasmuch as we, having put it on, shall not be found naked. For indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan, being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, in order that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now he who prepared for us, or prepared us for this very purpose, is God, who gave to us the Spirit as a pledge. Therefore, being always of good courage, and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. Therefore also we have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
At 8 o'clock on a rainy Thursday morning 4 years ago, Dr. Kyle Hathcox stood in front of a group of sleepy but eager freshmen and told us that physics is not a spectator sport. You can know all the rules of basketball, you can know all the stats of every player that's ever played, all the information about every game, but if you haven't practiced, you're not going to be much good. And that this isn't just good advice for science classes. This is information we can take in all walks of life. And Dr. Hathcox was a wealth of good advice as well as great stories. Even though the content of his classes wasn't the easiest material, he could make it engaging. His love for his subject showed through every facet of his teaching. And even after classes, you could sit in his office and talk about life, faith, science, anything. He was just an amazing mentor. He was more than teacher. He was a mentor to his students, always leading by example with his faith and his integrity. I know the only time I ever expected him of foul play was during the student versus faculty volleyball games. They won every year. There's some secret we haven't found out yet. At the end of your physics dinner, Dr. Hathcox would always present the students with a small gift, a token of his appreciation. And I know amongst my memoirs are a shoulder bag of Union University physics on it, a coffee cup that's marked up like a beaker, and a scratch and sniff sticker that smells like propane. Did I mention his sense of humor? It is hard to imagine Union without Dr. Hathcox. We know he's in a better place now, but that doesn't keep us from missing him, and it shouldn't. The book of Romans tells us to weep with those who weep. And today we weep with his family, his co-workers, his loved ones, and we weep with a university that just won't be the same without him.
Oh. I'll be reading from the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 35 through 57. But someone may ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body will they come? How foolish! What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. When you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body as He has determined, and to each kind of seed He gives its own body. All flesh is not the same. Men have one kind of flesh, animals have another, birds another, and fish another. There are also heavenly bodies and there are earthly bodies, but the splendor of the heavenly body is of one kind, and the splendor of the earthly body is another. The sun has one kind of splendor, the moon another, and the stars another, and stars differ from one another in splendor. So will it be with the resurrection of the dead. The body that is sown is perishable. It is raised imperishable. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body. There is also a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam, a life-giving spirit. The spiritual did not come first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual. The first man was of the dust of the earth, the second man from heaven. As was the earthly man, so are those who are of the earth, and as is the man from heaven, so also are those who are of heaven. And just as we have borne the likeness of the earthly man, so we bear the likeness of the man from heaven. I declare to you, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but we will all be changed in a flash, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall be changed. For the perishable must clothe itself with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality. When the perishable has been clothed with the imperishable, and the mortal with immortality, then shall the saying that is written come true: death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the gospel of Christ.
In Hawkins, Texas, where Dr. Hathcox grew up, they call him Kyle Lee. I can tell you from the number of growing up friends and classmates that attended his funeral there on July 28th, Dr. Hathcox left a lasting impression on his community. There he earned the distinction of Eagle Scout. From that small community, he went on to pursue both undergraduate and graduate degrees from the University of North Texas in Denton. There he received the PhD degree in physics in 1972. It was during those years that he married our professor, Sandra Nelson Hathcox, who serves in the teacher education program here at Union University, whom we fondly call Sandy. Sandy and Kyle soon made their home in Jackson, Tennessee, and raised three remarkable children. Those children are a testimony of the fine parenting of Sandy and Kyle. They raised them in the loving embrace of a wonderful local church, Woodland Baptist Church. For a period that spanned 33 years, from 1974 until the end of summer term, June 2007, Dr. Kyle Hathcock's professional life was primarily centered around Union University. As Dr. Dockery noted, he was the Associate Dean of the College of Arts and Sciences and the university's first chair of the Department of Physics. For Union, the life and work of Kyle Hathcock was a clear and distinct portrayal of all that it means to be excellent in Christian higher education. In this place, where Christ-centered living and learning is our sole aspiration, we had among us one who modeled the ideal. In no other way was this more true than in his relationship with students. The Holy Scripture affirms that some of Christ's followers are called to be teachers. I worked alongside Kyle Hathcock for 25 years and assert to you this morning my belief that Kyle Hathcock was called by God to be a teacher and to be like Jesus Christ in the lives of Union University students. In the days just prior to Dr. H's death, the family traveled to MD Anderson for leukemia treatment. It seems quite providential to me that Brian Taylor was there at their side. Brian represents one of many students across the years fully mentored by Kyle Hathcock. Having just graduated 2 years ago, many in this room know the story of this young man who came to Union aspiring to be a math or science teacher. But Kyle knew that journey might not be right given Brian's individual traits, and he turned him toward physics research, for which Brian earned Union University's highest distinction and honor upon graduation, the Tigret Medal. Today, Brian is fully funded in the PhD program at the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, studying medical physics. After Kyle's funeral, Brian told that he was one of many students who had found their way in life through the gentle but highly deliberate advice-giving gift of his physics prof. That's what a good teacher does, and that's what Kyle Hathcock did for the up-and-coming researcher, Brian Taylor, and for many more across the years. While students loved him, our faculty revered him. Kyle was the ideal colleague. He worked hard, stalwart, and driven toward excellence in all that he did. Our world stopped this summer when Kyle died. We sat together across this campus, praying for Sandy and the children, thinking about our time with him, emailing each other our reflections of who he was. A most congenial friend, a man with a gentle laugh, a person who was almost always right. One colleague commented that Kyle was like a teenager when Sandy was around, a man for whom faith and family came first, one who knew the importance of a good hobby. And he knew that his hobby was fishing, a man who was indeed bigger than Texas. Kyle was both well-liked and highly respected by our administrative team. Likely the most notable university service rendered by Kyle in recent years was the work on two highly significant feasibility study teams, both of which have resulted in hallmark new programs for the university, the Department of Engineering, and the School of Pharmacy. In the past, he served the community as one of the science guys, writing a regular column on the marvels of science for the Jackson Sun. And so special to Sandy and his family, Kyle held membership in the Gideon Society, which places the Holy Bible in public places across the nation and world. I shared a very meaningful handshake last year with Kyle at the announcement of national accreditation for our new engineering program. It was a job well done for one who had laid the initial foundation for excellence in that program. There's no doubt that Kyle heard those words again last month, well done, and is hearing them still, but this time spoken directly to him face to face from our Lord Jesus Christ himself. For the students in the room, I'd like to close with this thought. We talk a lot around here about learning who God is through our own passions and through the use of our talents, all for the glory of our Father. We talk about knowing God and how to know God. We come to understand more about God as we study the things that amaze us about the world he created. For Dr. Hathcox, that pursuit of God was through the science of physics. Visiting Kyle's office after his death, we found a long list of names used for Jesus in the Bible. There were four on a two-page list that had been noted by Kyle: Bread of Life, Bridegroom, and then Cornerstone and Gate were there. Cornerstone with a check mark, Gate was underlined. I found it interesting that these two terms were so important to Kyle, because certainly they are important to the understanding of the physical world that we live in. Gate was underlined. For Dr. Hathcox, the word gate is all about output as a result of numerous inputs. That word is about circuits and energy and all the right conditions. For Kylie Hathcox, Christ's likeness was the goal, the output. And the result of many inputs like hard work, good teaching, caring for students, and being deeply devoted to his family and his church, those were the inputs to a life very well lived. Indeed, our beloved Kyle Hathcox saw Jesus at the gate last month to welcome him to an eternal life of glory with God our Father.
Thank you so much for sharing those beautiful tributes, Amber and Dr. Sanderson. We thank you for gathering with us today. We have an opportunity now to share an important presentation on behalf of the university. The university has established the Kyle Hathcox Memorial Scholarship, which will enable future physics majors like Amber, like Brian Taylor, and like a long list of others who have been impacted by Kyle Hathcox, for this opportunity to befriend students and to carry on the legacy of Dr. Hathcox, we are indeed grateful. One of my great memories is the trip that several of us took with Dr. Hathcox to Laterno University as a part of a feasibility study for the engineering program. And as Dr. Sanderson has said, the fact that we have an engineering program at Union University is in many, many ways traced to the work of one person, and that is the vision of Dr. Kyle Hathcox. We have a physics department because of his leadership. And so today it is my privilege to announce that the new area housed by the Engineering and Physics Department will, from this point forward, be called the Kyle Hathcox Physics and Engineering Suite, in memory of Dr. Hathcox and his wonderful contribution and faithful service to this university. We will have an opportunity to gather in that area following the service today if you would like to visit with family and friends, and an opportunity for us to display this plaque, which will be housed there in perpetuity. A third presentation today is one made by our colleague who has already read scripture for us and, as I mentioned, ministered to the family already in a very special way, and that is our dear friend Randall Bush. On the back of your program today, you will see a hymn that has been penned by Dr. Bush, dedicated in memory to Dr. Kyle Hathcox. Not only words, but music, with the hymn tune appropriately named Hathcox. At this time, Dr. Ron Bowd will play this new hymn for us, so that we can all hear it together. And then Dr. Joyner is going to come to lead us in singing this hymn for the first time to a different tune, one that we know and much, much more familiar. And following that, I would invite you to remain standing for the benediction. Merciful Savior, we commend your servant, Kyle Hathcox, a sheep of your own fold, a lamb of your own flock, a sinner of your own redeeming, to you. We are comforted today by the hope that you have received him into your arms of loving mercy, into the blessed rest of eternal life, and into the glorious company of the saints of the ages. Please grant your ongoing love and care to Sandy and the family, helping them to cast their grief on you that they may know the comfort and consolation of your love. Give courage and faith to them that they may have strength to meet the days ahead. And help us all, O God, we pray, in the midst of these things that we cannot understand, to believe and trust in you. We give you thanks today for the hope of the resurrection to life everlasting. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.